Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh, are you awake?
I am so awake.
I am awake. It's 8:30 on Thursday morning.
It is.
And I'm Len.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning.
I want a reward.
For?
Being here at 8:30. Being
in the snow and the rain and the dark of night. No.
Isn't that the post office?
Yeah, right. We don't work for the post office. So, thank you so much for being here. You know, you can email us anytime, and our email address is
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And you can let us know what you think. You can answer some of our questions. You can help us out. And you can even come into the studio and be a guest.
We like having guests.
On our show. Yes, we'll be having some guests coming up.
Unless they're very quiet and they can't speak.
Yes, we can't have that because you would just come in here and sit down and freeze because it's cold in here. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
It is cold in here. You know, all this equipment has to be kept cool. And that includes us. We are equipment and we need to keep cool and it is cold. Spring is coming. I think by this
time,
maybe our clocks are turned back by the time you hear this, or maybe it's close to it.
Could be close.
Is it March 12th?
March 20th.
Is it 20th?
That's the first day of spring, so I don't know when the clocks change.
I don't either, but it can't be soon enough for me.
I know.
Yeah, I am so ready. I'm so ready. So I was looking at my quotes, and. This is Winnie the Pooh.
Aww.
People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day.
Oh, see, smart, smart.
It almost sounds like it would be Eeyore that would say that. Eeyore doesn't do anything.
Eeyore.
Eeyore is real close to like a sloth.
No.
You don't think so? Eeyore's just kind of hum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum.
No. Poor little Eeyore.
I wonder what would happen if you got a sloth drunk.
He'd have a hangover for 2 weeks.
He would. It would take that long. I know.
Before I tell you what the true or false questions are, I want to apologize to anybody who listened to last week's show.
Oh, gosh.
You cannot gargle and laugh at the same time.
And what I didn't understand, I was watching her gargle, and I know she was doing it to be funny, yes?
No.
Oh, you weren't? I thought you were trying to be funny.
I was trying to clear my throat.
Oh, so the gargle was a medicinal purpose thing.
Yes.
It was a medicinal thing.
Only it turned into something else.
Oh, yes. I thought, okay, we're going to have to call 911. I know the number. And they're not far from here. They're not far.
Okay.
You have true or false.
The first feature film produced entirely by CGI was Toy Story.
What? What's CGI?
Computer generated imagery.
Was Toy Story?
Was Toy Story.
Is this one or two false, or one false, or two true?
Two
or?
True and one false.
Which one is false? Okay.
La Brea tar pits are found in Los Angeles. And Halle Berry was the first African-American woman to win an Academy Award.
Oh. So I don't think this will give any hints because I don't think she won it. But Diana Ross...
when she did the movie Lady Sings the Blues. Now, I believe that was her first acting job.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's a singer.
Right.
She just...
knocked it out of the park.
Knocked it out of the park for sure. And I always was sad because I don't believe she won an Academy Award. And she should have. So, Diana, if you're listening, hon, just know that I'm on your side. I think you should have got that little statue, but you know what? It's okay. There's those of us that know that you just...
you're awesome.
Nailed it. It was awesome. And okay. I think I told you I saw her in concert, and she was gorgeous. It was just a few years ago. You wouldn't even believe she's the age she is. And she had these gorgeous outfits she kept changing into, and they were long to the floor. They were beautiful. We were in about the second row. And at one point while she was singing, which her singing was amazing... her little foot shone out from underneath her gown, and she had sneakers on. It was really cute.
Smart woman.
Yeah, she had sneakers on. It was really cute. It was like, wow, you're really a human being. You're really a person. You really have a problem with your feet. Maybe your knees hurt. Maybe you just had a hip replacement. We don't know about it, but you look good. So anyway, just thought I'd bring that up. We'll repeat that at the top of the second half of our show. And we had been talking at our last show about food, the state foods of the United States of America.
Every state has a special food.
Every state has a food. So we thought we would review some of these. I can't do all of them. I don't think I'll have time. But
what's Massachusetts?
Well, it is alphabetical, and I will go there right now. Massachusetts. Okay, so it's broken up into categories. Got to go to the top here. The state muffin is a corn muffin.
Love it.
The state bean is a baked navy bean. The state berry. Think about that.
Fairy?
Berry.
Oh, berry.
Yeah. Berry.
Yeah.
They're out at the Cape. They float in the water.
I can see them in my head. They're red.
They're cranberries.
Cranberries.
State dessert is Boston cream pie.
Yum.
The state cookie, chocolate chip. And the state donut is a Boston cream donut.
Why do they put it into so many categories?
I know. I kind of wanted a dinner.
A meal.
Yeah, a meal. And I'm a little sad because nothing comes out of the western side of the state. Nothing. Nothing. We've got
that's maybe, why we're all so thin.
Maybe corn muffins, but the navy bean, that goes into baked beans. The cranberry, that's out at the Cape. Not the Cape, near Plymouth Plantation out there somewhere. Boston cream pie, Boston. chocolate chip cookie, that's national. I mean, everybody eats chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Then you got the Boston cream donut. Why isn't there something in Pittsfield like the Pitts pie?
Well, what is Pittsfield known for? Tell us.
PCBs.
No. Stuffing for us at gmail.com. If you think Pittsfield has a famous food that we should celebrate, let us know.
Yeah.
I was thinking pizza.
Pizza?
There's a lot of pizza places.
Yeah, there are a lot of pizza places. Pizza.
Now I want a piece.
Yeah, hot. It's got to be hot. Out of the oven.
Mushrooms and
hot. Right out of the oven.
Onions and...
oh, yeah. Yeah. All righty then. So if I do any more of these, I'll probably just skip the whole thing and find out if I can find something that's better than that. I don't want all those. Here we go.
Indiana has the highest concentration of interstate highways. They have more than any other state. In 1937, the state's General Assembly adopted the Crossroads of America as the state motto. Now, here we go again. What's Massachusetts' motto? Live or, no, that's New Hampshire. Live or die.
Liberty or death.
I thought that was New Hampshire.
Is it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm wrong. Okay.
And we don't have a computer, you know, you guys.
Yeah, we're not working here.
We can't, you know, we can look it up real quick. Alabama.
Alabama.
I found a better list.
Okay.
Alabama. Their food for Alabama is called Lane Cake.
Lane?
L-A-N-E, like bowling lane.
Yeah.
If you've never heard of Lane Cake, it is a delicious dessert. It's a bourbon layer cake with a unique filling that includes pecans, coconut, and raisins. Ugh.
Oh, sounds good.
It's too many things. You know what, though? I would eat that. I don't know. Maybe.
I'd
Lane
try
Cake
it.
Was named after, named the official state dessert of Alabama in 2016. Not long ago.
Not long ago at all.
And it got a shout out in the classic novel To Kill a Mockingbird.
Really?
Lane Cake. It actually looks pretty good, but it kind of looks like it's got red stuff on it. Oh, those are the... I don't know. But I don't drink, but I like to put bourbon in, like, things.
Well, she doesn't drink, but she likes to put I can see that. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Yeah. Especially when I make, what do I put it in? What do I put it in?
Glass.
I forgot. Is it bourbon? Would you put bourbon in anything?
No.
A glass? Okay.
All right. Half of all U.S. presidents come from four states.
Let me guess. Florida.
No.
Massachusetts.
Yes.
Louisiana.
No.
Wisconsin.
No.
Texas.
No.
California.
No.
Why don't I just let you tell us?
Virginia, Ohio, New York, and Massachusetts are the home states of half of all the U.S. presidents. Eight are from Virginia.
Wow.
Seven from Ohio.
Wow.
Five from New York, and four from Massachusetts.
Isn't that something?
Only eight presidents were born west of the Mississippi, and only 21 states were the birthplace of a president.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it would be more spread out.
You would think, right?
You would think, yes. Alaska. The giant king salmon. Makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Chinook salmon.
Forgot what you were doing there for a second.
It's called Chinook salmon. It's been the official state fish of Alaska since 1962. It's the most desired seafood of all the fish species. They can weigh up to 120 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I love salmon. Do you eat fish?
No.
Okay.
Not on purpose. Well, I shouldn't.
Tuna?
No.
Shrimp. Okay. All right. I won't tell anybody. How much do you eat in a week?
Not that much.
A month?
There's a dinner that's put out with macaroni and cheese and shrimp.
Oh. And, oh, she's really, okay. Oh, well, I'm not supposed to be telling anybody.
Nope.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
I love shrimp, too. That sounds really good. Macaroni and shrimp. Macaroni and cheese and lobster. Yep. Okay. I won't say anything.
What you got?
I promise I won't tell anybody.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I can get it.
Arizona is a type of trout.
Hmm.
It's called Apache trout. It's in the state rivers of Arizona. It can be grilled and broiled and baked and smoked. And it goes well with a craft beer. This is interesting. Want to hear Arizona?
Sure.
No, I did Arizona.
You did Arizona.
Arkansas or Arkansas, however you want to say it. I don't know which is right, but I say Arkansas. Rice. Just rice.
Huh.
Rice is known as a kitchen staple, and that's especially true in Arkansas. As the leading rice-producing state, Arkansas produces more than 9 billion pounds of rice per year.
Arkansas.
Uh-huh. It's the rice state.
I wouldn't have thunk it.
I never would have thunk it either. Do you eat rice?
Yeah.
I like rice. Do you eat basmati rice?
Basmati, white rice, brown rice.
I really do like rice. All right.
Of the 3,143 counties in the United States, 298 have the names of presidents. The top five presidents with matching county names are Washington, 31, Jefferson, 26, Jackson, 24, Lincoln, 24, and Madison, 20. George Washington has the most places, including cities and towns named after him in the country, 94.
Wow. Not to mention streets.
True.
If you add in streets.
Washington Street.
Yep. That's going to blow it right up. California.
Yes.
Nuts.
well, we know that. But
thank you. Pistachios.
Oh, I like those.
Pistachios. They declared four different nuts as their own, including almonds, walnuts, pistachios, and pecans. Focusing on the pistachio in particular, California produces 98% of the country's pistachio supply.
That's almost all of it.
Wow. I went to a pistachio farm.
Say that three times
pistachio.
Fast.
I went to a pistachio. too much of that bourbon. In a cake. yeah, it was really cool. They had a giant pistachio out in the parking lot. I mean, giant.
Was it green?
Like 20 feet. It was, and it had the shell. We went in and toured it, and it was cool. It wasn't in California, though. I can't remember where it was. Where's Mark when I need him? He remembers everywhere we went. I'll say, hey, remember that place that we went to? It was in Texas, and we saw this show. And he'll say, no, it was in Virginia Beach. oh, okay.
How much traveling do you guys do?
Well, it's the reunion we go to every year. It's somewhere different in the country. So it gets all mixed up in my head. It's been 24 years every year.
Oh, okay. So, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. And then we might visit my sister in North Carolina, or we might visit our friends in Tennessee. So if we do stuff there, and I remember it years later, I'll think, oh, remember when we went? And I'll have the wrong state or the wrong year.
It's a good thing you have the husband.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado. It's called the snowball. So when Colorado doesn't have an official state food, they don't have an official state food. They have a signature drink called the snowball. It's vodka, fresca, and lime juice. In Colorado. I couldn't drink that.
I'd give it a taste.
Fresca and lime juice. A similar cocktail is also popular in the UK, but they use lemonade instead of fresca. It's the fresca that makes the drink unique in Colorado.
Makes it into a snowball.
Do they still smell? Do they still? I'm not saying anything against Colorado. I'm sorry. Do they still sell fresca?
I think so.
I don't buy soda, so I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't.
You know, Sprite has more sugar than other sodas.
I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna like the next one.
More Americans moved back to their home state during the pandemic. There's no place like home. Between 2019 and 2022, the percentage of return home movers, people who resided outside their state of birth the previous year and then returned, increased from 4.2% to 5%. Interestingly, the total number of Americans who moved in the same period declined.
Wow. That did happen.
Yeah.
COVID changed so much, so many things. I talked to somebody the other day, never had a COVID vaccine, ever. He's never had COVID. Actually, I talked to two different people.
It's got to be something in the blood.
It's got to be. It's got to be your DNA. It's got to be your strength, maybe your age, maybe just how you're made up, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy. I've had a vaccine every year and have COVID every year.
If for the people who don't have COVID ever, do you get colds?
Yeah, that'd be interesting to know. Yeah. You can email us.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
You can just share anything you'd like with us.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
We'll keep it a secret if you don't want us to tell anybody.
At stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Connecticut. Here you go. PIZZA. Pizza.
Ah.
Step aside, New York, and make way for the Connecticut pizza. In 2021, the Connecticut House of Representatives approved a bill that solidified pizza as the official state food of Connecticut. Hopefully, the residents of the state celebrated the passing of this bill over a large pie with extra cheese, of course.
Didn't need the extra cheese.
Oh, love the extra cheese.
No, I was making a... Never mind.
Okay. Did it go right over my head? So I thought that Chicago... Well, that was just Chicago, though. It's supposed to be famous for pizza.
Wind.
You're not kidding. Wind. And you know what? I didn't like the pizza in Chicago. I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Yeah, well.
All right.
Okay.
More than two-thirds of Americans have pets. As of 2023, more than 66% of Americans, or about 87 million homes, reported owning at least one pet. This is an increase of about 10% since 1988.
Huh.
Guess which one's the most popular.
Pet?
Yeah.
Since 1988?
Yep.
Well, that's hard because I know what I would pick. But the most popular, I bet, is something that I wouldn't pick, like a Doberman or something.
Dogs.
Oh, I thought you meant the breed.
No.
Oh,
see,
oh,
you
dogs.
Already had it.
Oh, dog. I had dog already.
They are the most popular pets, followed by cats, then freshwater fish.
Mm-hmm.
Freshwater fish. Do you eat them or do you...
You have an aquarium.
This is right.
Well, you could.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'll tell you, if you go into Petco, you know, they have saltwater fish that are more expensive and they're beautiful, the colors and all. But they have colored freshwater fish. I mean, really beautiful, bright colors for freshwater.
Uh-huh.
The thing about fish is you can't pet them. You can't throw a toy.
Can't talk to them.
Can't talk to them. Yeah. My granddaughter wants a rat. And we went to Petco and I said, honey, the people buy these to feed to their snakes. The mice. She said, aren't they cute, Mima? I said, about as cute as a steak. But the people buy them for their...
Mima.
They buy them for their snakes. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Delaware. This looks yummy. It's a really good picture of a slice of peach pie.
I don't like peaches.
Oh. Yeah? It looks really good. The crust looks really good. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. Peach pie with a dollop of whipped cream was declared the official state dessert of Delaware in 2009. You have already known that because the peach blossom is the state's official flower.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Peach farming in Delaware is an integral part of the state. Huh. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Ever since colonial times. Oh, that peach pie looks really good. I might make one of those.
The first flight attendants in America were nurses.
Huh.
In 1930, Ellen Church, a registered nurse with her pilot's license, approached Boeing with the hopes of becoming an airline pilot. At that time, the company hired only male pilots and male stewards, but she convinced them that female nurses like herself would be best suited for easing passengers' fears and making them feel comfortable while flying. The requirement lasted until World War II, when nurses were needed by the Army.
And they were able to fly.
Yep.
But at first they were stewardesses, which are now called flight attendants.
Right. It's weird because now you think of women being stewardesses and you see a guy come out and it's like,
Yeah. It's kind of like the transition when nursing became appealing to men and you went from female nurses to male nurses.
Yep.
And it was... Okay, but honestly, I never had a problem with it.
No.
Yeah.
No. As long as they know what they're doing.
Yeah, as long as they know what they're doing. Florida's oranges. We probably knew that.
Yeah.
Georgia is grits.
Georgia's grits? I like
Georgia's
grits.
Grits. Now, I would have thought Georgia was peach.
You would think.
I would think. But they, I like grits, but I have to put a half a cup of butter on them. Hawaii is something called, what the heck is this? It's called Saimin, S-A-I-M-I-N, Saimin. It's comfort food. It's a soup. It's a traditional noodle soup with thin noodles and a clear broth.
Sounds good.
And there are many variations. You can put scallions, fish cake, pork. You can even buy this soup in packets in a Hawaiian grocery store. Now, I got to tell you, I've eaten at the new place next to Marshall's called Pho. It's spelled P-H-O. It's not pho, it's pho.
Okay.
It's Vietnamese. And they have a soup just like this.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a bone broth with rice noodles and scallions and pork. Or it can be vegetable.
Uh-huh.
Or you can do chicken or you can do shrimp. It's really, really good. It's got basil. You can just kind of basil leaves. You can kind of swirl around. What?
Basil.
Basil. And it's called.
Every time I hear the word basil, I think of that.
Basil. What's basil?
Fawlty Towers.
I don't watch that, and I know it's really funny. It's that English show, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's been gone for a long time.
Basil, my mother used to watch it. I think she did. I know she liked those English. Is that the one where...
John Cleese.
The woman is... her last name is Buckets, but she calls her name
No.
Bouquet?
That's a different one.
Oh, okay. My mother liked that one, the Bouquet Lady. Yeah, they make a soup at that restaurant. That sounds just like this. It's really good. And I'm just saying. It's good.
Would you believe Alaska has more volcanoes than any other state?
No.
There are more than 130 volcanoes in Alaska. 54 of which have been active within the last 300 years.
Ouch.
It also has more glaciers than any other state, and some of its volcanoes are glaciated, which means they are shaped by past and present glaciers.
So these are still able to erupt.
Yep. 54.
Yellowstone is a huge Volcano. Yellowstone.
Blow my mind.
blew my mind too. Walking all over it. So, okay. All righty. Okay. All right. Idaho is what?
Potatoes.
Yes, ma'am. Illinois is popcorn. And again, popcorn. State Senator Larry Walsh agreed to the bill in 2003 to make popcorn the official state snack.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
Sounds kind of bland.
You get the government involved. It's a big deal. Indiana is sugar cream pie.
Sugar cream?
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Let's see what it says here. It's a combination of sugar, whipping cream, and butter.
Oh, my.
Baked into a pie crust. And this has been since the early 1800s.
I can feel my arteries hardening.
Yeah, it's got to be like a pudding or a custard.
That's a lot of butter.
That's a lot of butter. Whipping cream and butter. You got to get that in there, and you got to put the sugar. It's probably a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
A lot of sugar.
There was a short-lived United States Army Camel Corps.
Camel?
Camel. In 1855, the U.S. Army allocated $30,000 toward purchasing and importing camels to the American Southwest in order to determine whether the pack animals would be useful for traveling and settling in newly acquired territories. The U.S. Army Camel Corps didn't last long, though, as the Civil War threw a wrench into the plans. And because most of the camel supporters were Confederate, after the war, the Union chose to end the program. After less than a decade, most of the camels were sold to circuses, zoos, and traveling shows.
Why didn't they just send them back?
I would think that would be a good thing to do.
Just send them back to where they belong. Oh, gosh. All right. Did you ever ride a camel?
No.
Me either.
I've seen one. I've touched one.
Yeah. They're really kind of cute. They've got nice eyes, just like giraffes and cows. They have really nice eyelashes.
Yeah.
Idaho is the sweet potato. It was the state vegetable in 1995, official. It was the region's... long before then, it was an essential... for the region's Native American population.
Ah.
So they were already eating it. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe sweet potato should be our country's vegetable or food.
Okay.
Kansas is a sandhill plum. That doesn't excite me. Let's skip it. Oh, Louisiana is gumbo. Of course. Of course. And... just for my sister, Maine is the whoopie pie.
Ooh.
I haven't had a whoopie pie in a long time.
Those are good.
Patty makes the best whoopie pies because the filling is not frosting.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Whoopie pies, huh?
Because when you buy them in the grocery store or restaurant, they have frosting in the middle.
Aren't they supposed to?
No, it's got to be marshmallow fluff. Confectionery sugar, and I know this is going to freak people out, but it's got Crisco in it.
Crisco,
I know. It's not lard. Crisco is not lard.
I think of it as lard.
It's, you know how, we talked about this. When we had no electricity back in the day.
Yeah.
And there was candles.
Yes.
There were lots of companies making and selling candles and doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, bing, the light bulb came along.
Right.
And the candle companies went, just, bloop. And so they didn't know what to do. So they used the wax to make Crisco.
They use candle wax
look
to make
it up.
Crisco?
Yeah. And I don't think it's candle wax now, but I don't think it's animal fat either. I think it's something else. Is it animal fat?
I don't know. I haven't used any of that in years.
So, I don't use it either. I have some in my... I do have some, but I don't put it in anything. Yeah. But it's got to be fluff and confectionery sugar. It's got to be fluff.
Okay.
They're good. Are we taking a break?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Underwriters are so important for keeping this station alive. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. I'd like to thank our local businesses for supporting Pittsfield Community Radio and for believing in the mission of the station. When you hear underwriting messages on the air, you know those companies support WTBR-FM. If you're listening now and your business would like to join in and support us, call me today at 445-4234 and get involved, or visit us at WTBRFM.com. It will make all the difference.
Larry Kratka here on 89.7 WTBR, getting ready for another 2 hours of amazing oldies that you could hear twice, Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. and Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Remember those old 45 RPM records you had when you were a kid? Well, I have mine, and I'll play them for you twice a week. Nothing but old 45s. Saturday afternoons at 4 with an encore presentation Monday morning at 10 a.m. here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7
WTBR. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back.
And we're back for the second half of our show. Why can't I hear myself?
There we go. We're back for the second half of our show. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are going to share with you possible true or false. I think one is false.
Just one is false. No. Yes.
One is false?
One is false, two are true.
Got it.
The first feature film produced entirely by CGI was Toy Story. La Brea tar pits are found in Los Angeles. Halle Berry was the first of African American woman to win an Academy Award.
Man.
One of those is false.
Okay. Halle Berry, I think, is our age. I think she's in her 60s.
She's beautiful.
So I don't know if she would have been the first. I don't know. I'm just trying to talk through this. I'm just trying to do my thing here. Just trying to do my thing.
Okay.
Maryland. Crab cake. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And, oh, no, it's not a crab cake. I read this wrong. I can't believe I thought, I'm losing my mind.
Where is
this
it?
This says,
let's find it.
I saw Maryland cake, and I thought it was going to be Maryland crab cake.
Oh.
And it's not. It's called Smith Island cake.
Okay.
Which is a far cry from a crab.
It's probably got flour in it.
Smith Island cake is 8 to 10 layers.
Holy moly.
Of chocolatey goodness.
Oh, my.
I thought you were going to go, holy moly. With chocolate frosting spread between layers of yellow cake, since Maryland adopted the cake as its official dessert in 2008, different flavor variations have become more popular. Smith Island is accessible only by boat and is Maryland's only remaining inhabited island.
Oh. They have other islands, but they're not inhabited.
I guess. I thought Maryland would be crab cake, so when I saw Maryland cake, I thought for sure it was crab. And I would prefer crab.
Maybe another state has it.
Maybe, but 8 to 10 layers.
That's a big cake.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. So speaking of cake, oh, I don't know if I mentioned this before. Did I talk about the cake that my daughter made me with the ganache?
Yes.
Oh, and my granddaughter called it goulash?
Yes.
Yeah, that was really cute. Okay, onward we go.
What was the first state to give women the vote?
Massachusetts.
No.
New York.
No.
Kentucky.
Wyoming.
That was my next guess.
Yes. When the 19th Amendment was passed in 1920, it guaranteed women in all states the right to vote. However, there were individual states where women could vote before that.
Oh.
Back when it was a territory and not yet a state, Wyoming gave women the right to vote in 1869. It became a state in 1890, officially making it the first state to allow women to vote.
Totally beyond me that women couldn't vote.
Women couldn't vote. Women couldn't have checking accounts. Women couldn't buy or sell a house.
Nope.
I mean, the list goes on.
Isn't it crazy? It's just crazy. All right. Massachusetts. Chocolate chip cookie. Has anyone in history ever said no to a chocolate chip cookie?
Not that I know
Arguably
of.
Arguably the best cookie. Sorry, snickerdoodle and peanut butter. Chocolate chip cookie was made the official cookie of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts in 1997. The Nestle Toll House cookie was actually invented in Whitman, Massachusetts, by an innkeeper, Ruth Graves Wakefield. Huh. Good old Ruth. She invented the Nestle Toll House cookie.
I want one now.
Do you?
With a piece of pizza.
I want the peach pie.
No, you can have that and I'll have the pizza.
Okay. Yeah, I want the peach pie. Peach pie.
Speaking of which, cooking and baking is the most popular hobby in the U.S.
Oh.
One of the most surprising fun facts, in 2024, roughly 41% of Americans spent their free time in the kitchen and say they actually enjoy it. Reading is the second most popular.
Really?
Followed by pets, video gaming, and outdoor activities.
Wow, I thought outdoor activities would be way up higher.
I did too.
Wow, or gardening.
Yeah.
Or golf, or any outdoor activity.
I'm glad cooking and baking are most popular. That way none of us go hungry.
That's true. That's true. Minnesota. I'm skipping around. Blueberry muffin. Mississippi is Mississippi mud pie. You know what's in it?
I'm afraid to ask. Chocolate.
Yep. Chocolate pudding, cake, ice cream, whipped cream, and liqueur. And it's in a crust.
I'll have some, please.
It looks really good. It's layered. And it's got little chocolate curls on the top.
Mm.
Yeah, it looks really good. And Missouri is ice cream cone.
Just the cone?
I think so.
No ice cream. You can just eat the cone.
Yep. Just get that cone.
As you probably guessed, China is the largest manufacturing nation in the world. But we are second.
The second of what?
Largest manufacturing nation.
Really?
In terms of value added, the largest areas of manufacturing in the United States are chemical products, food, beverage, tobacco, and computer and electronic. All right.
I think added to that list would probably be marijuana.
It's not a chemical
product. At
least
it is in Massachusetts. Oh, that's right. It's a chemical product. Well, is it a chemical product?
That's the main one.
Okay. Nevada. Oh, shrimp cocktail.
Lucky them.
In Nevada. Oh, yeah. Let's skip around. New Hampshire is pumpkins. Oh, New Mexico is chili. New York is apples. Wow. It's just crazy how these things have to be declared by the government. It's just crazy. What do you think the most popular apple is?
Macintosh.
No. It's a Honeycrisp, a Cortland, and a Macoun.
Never heard of a Macoun.
I've heard of a Macoun. Honeycrisp. My mouth is watering, see? Really got a good snap in there. Yum.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, one of those.
I like the delicious.
Are they crispy?
No, but they're good.
They're the softer ones?
They're a little bit softer, but they're good.
Yeah. Do you make pie?
I wouldn't. What do you think the most popular name for boys was in the U.S. in the last century?
John.
Close.
Paul?
James.
Peter? James.
Between 1924 and 2023, exactly 4,586,625 people named James were born. The most popular baby name for girls in
Girls was in the same period, Jennifer.
No.
Do I get another try?
Sure.
Betty.
No.
Anne. Ruth.
Mary.
Mary?
Mary.
Wow.
Which was used 2,985,148 times.
Mary?
Second most popular boy's name is Michael, and the second most popular girl's name is Patricia.
Patricia, hear that? Three syllables.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it's a story. She got three syllables, and I got one. And that's not fair.
I got three.
She was born first, and she got all the good stuff. She was even really pretty baby. And then I was born, and I had big ears, and I was bald, and they picked Lynn, one syllable. Come on.
What a thing to get upset about.
And she got Patricia. It's just so pretty, Patricia. And I got Lynn. Lynn.
I'm not going to feel sorry for
Lynn.
You.
North Dakota's choke cherries. Oh, my gosh. And it also says the population of North Dakota is declining rapidly.
Really?
Well, because
choke
they're eating choke cherries.
Oh, my gosh.
It says...
I thought they were only for birds.
It says that they are typically eaten by wild animals, but they're also enjoyed by humans in preserves, juice, and jelly. Choke cherries.
Is that
choke
why they're cherry. Declining?
Yes. Yeah, they're losing ground.
Oh, my God.
You know what a pawpaw is?
Oh, kind of... It's baked, isn't it?
Well, it's the husband of Mama.
Oh, kill me now.
So what were you thinking? It's a...
Like a pancake or something?
No, it's a fruit.
A pawpaw is a fruit?
Thomas Jefferson and George Washington grew their own pawpaws. But the fruit also grows wild in 26 states. They're described as having a tropical taste like a mango, with more of a yeast and a floral aftertaste.
A floral aftertaste,
yes.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Yes, you always have to have the aftertaste and the little tiny little bit of snip on your tongue. You want a little explosion in your mouth because you want it delicious.
What's Nebraska?
Nebraska's a state.
No, what's its food?
Oh, did we do Nebraska? Did I skip it? Nebraska. Nebraska, I have to scroll. I did skip it. It's the Runza sandwich. R-U-N-Z-A.
And what's in it?
It doesn't have an artificial state food, but there runs a sandwich that they're well known for. 1949, a woman named Sally Everett opened her first restaurant called Runza. She served these little sandwiches, and the name stuck. You may also know it as a Barak. Or Byrock, or similarly, a Hot Pocket.
Oh.
It's bread stuffed with beef, cabbage, and onions.
Could be almost like a burrito.
Burrito. Mm-hmm. Runza.
Well, the reason I said Nebraska is because they also have the largest zoo in the U.S. and the world.
They do? Where?
The country's smallest town isn't Nebraska's only claim to fame. Omaha's Henry Durley Zoo and Aquarium is not only the biggest association of zoos and aquariums, accredited zoo in the country, it's also the largest in the world based on total acreage, number of species, and exhibit sizes. Featured in 1895 in one of the best zoos in America, in its early days, it featured animals on loan from showman William Bill Buffalo Bill Cody, and it doesn't tell the town.
It doesn't? Did it say the smallest town in Nebraska?
The country's smallest town isn't Nebraska is known for the country's smallest town, but that's not.
I have to look that up. I really like zoos. I know the animals should be out in the wild. I get it. But I really like looking at them, especially the elephants and the monkeys.
The monkeys make me think of Punch.
Punch?
The monkey with the stuffed animal.
No, I don't know who that is. Who's Punch?
He's a little monkey, and he was not really friendly or he's skittish and scared of everything. And he got somehow, I don't know how, the stuffed monkey, and he carried it around with him everywhere he went.
Is this a real monkey?
This is a real monkey. His name is Punch.
Seen on TV and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, is he still alive?
Yes.
Really?
But he's getting better. He's getting making friends with real monkeys now. So, because they used to pick on him.
I've never heard of that.
Look up Punch the Monkey.
I will. Punch the Monkey. I'm probably going to get some weird responses if I word it that way. Punch the Monkey. But, oh, that's cool. I really do like zoos, and I really like watching the monkeys.
He's cute.
I'll have to look that up. Rhode Island is calamari.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't like calamari. South Carolina is any kind of barbecue. Love barbecue.
All right.
And South Dakota is something called Chislik. Chislik was named the official nosh of South Dakota in 2018. Not to be confused with shish kebab, which combines both meat and vegetables. Chislik is more straightforward, using just cubes of meat stacked on skewers. Both German and Russian immigrants are credited with bringing chislik to South Dakota in the late 1800s. It's just meat on a stick. It's got this fancy name, and it's just meat on a stick.
Really? Okay.
Really?
The U.S. has a national mammal.
Oh, it's a sea lion.
No. You probably know the bald eagle is a national bird, but did you know this piece of animal trivia? That the American bison is a national mammal. Designation made official on May 9, 2016. They're the largest mammals found in North America, nearly extinct by the end of the 19th century. Only a few hundred left.
Oh.
But thanks to conservation efforts, both are thriving today. The huge animals can weigh up to 2,000 pounds, but they're also fast, running at speeds up to 35 miles an hour, so don't get too close.
That's not the largest mammal.
It's the largest mammal in the United States.
What about an elephant?
They're not normally born in America.
Oh, I see. Okay. Because they're big.
Yes.
And they're mammals.
Yes.
Tennessee. It says tomato, tomato, no matter how you say it. Tomatoes were designated the official state fruit of Tennessee in 2003. Isn't this funny? These are not really old designations.
No.
And it is it's a tomato, as we know, is actually not a vegetable. It's a fruit.
Right.
All right. There you go. Texas.
Americans,
oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Go
Texas
ahead.
Texas is chili, and Jell-O is in Utah.
Texas is chili.
Yeah, well, no, not really. It's probably like 90 degrees right now. But, yep, huh. Chili is Texas. And you can make, vegetable chili.
Oh, I know.
Did you ever
delicious.
Make that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Before and then I was a vegetarian, I used to make them for my friends. Everybody liked my chili.
Oh.
Before I was a vegetarian.
Because they like the meat in it.
They like the meat, the sausage, and everything else
yeah.
that I put in it.
Yeah. And when you make chili, you got to put the fatty meat in it. Just gives the flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you believe that Jell-O is Utah's food? They consume twice as much Jell-O as the rest of the nation and have a statewide Jell-O week.
Now I see pictures of people going
wobbling around like Jell-O. That's a weird food to be.
That is a weird food.
Yeah.
Okay. How much TV do you watch per day?
Is that a question?
Yep.
Oh, sometimes none. But now it's winter, probably 2 hours.
According to recent stats, people age 65 and older watch the most TV, an average of more than 4 hours. In contrast, young adults aged 15 to 19 watch less TV than any other group, averaging less than 2 hours each day.
Well, I think a lot of kids are also on their
computers
and their
and
gaming,
stuff. Sure.
Gaming stuff. Maple syrup for Vermont.
Duh.
Yeah. And their state flower. Oh, wait a second. It's also, state flavor. I wondered how flour got in there.
State flavor is?
Maple.
Okay.
It was in 1993. It produces 50% of the country's maple syrup. It produced 2 million gallons in 2020 just from our state, from that state, Vermont. There's nothing better than real maple syrup. You can't.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Virginia is cured country ham. We got Washington Walla Walla street onion.
Is that where they take the onion and they slice it so it's like open up like a flower?
Nope, it's just the onion itself.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Virginia is pepperoni rolls. Wisconsin is Kringle.
Is what?
Kringle.
What's Kringle?
It's a pastry with a fruity or a nutty filling. Wyoming is Beeson or Beeson. Bison. Well, the others are not as fatty as bison. The other Beesons and the Bisons don't have the marbling that the bison have.
Okay, okay.
Just thought I'd explain that. So there we have it.
All right. Thank you for listening, everyone. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.